Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 21st day of June 2026 and your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to a dedicated team on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. MF and HF relays on 476 kHz trial transmission in the northwest Tasmania with Brenton VK7HP. 1.860 MHz by Any Takers. 3.670 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. 7.14 MHz Gary VK7JGD. 14.130 MHz Dale VK7DG. And 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. And locally in Hobart on UHF CB channel 24 is Mark VK7FMAC and HF CB 24 with Luke, no call sign. Missed it live? Well, catch the replay Tuesday 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and on UHF CB 24 and HF CB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. And we start off, stand the VHF UHF field day. The annual WIA VHF UHF Field Day is running this weekend from 0100 UTC on Saturday the 20th through to 0059 UTC on Sunday the 21st of June, providing almost 48 hours of operating opportunities across the VHF, UHF and microwave bands. Unlike many contests, distance is everything in this event, with operators exchanging six-digit Maidenhead grid locations to maximise their scores. Whether you're operating from home or heading portable to the hilltops, there are categories to suit everyone, and logging can be completed using either VKCL or N1MM Logger Plus, and the download links are available in the email version of this broadcast. In VK7, activity is expected across a wide range of frequencies and modes, with FM operators likely to gather on 52.525, 146.5, 439, 1296.15 MHz and several microwave bands, while weak signal enthusiasts will be active on 50.15, 144.15 and 432.15 upper sideband. With more than 50 Tasmanian operators equipped for 23 centimetres and many active on the higher bands, the field day offers an excellent opportunity to dust off the gear, test your station and make some long-distance contacts as winter settles in. Hope to see plenty of VK7 call signs in the log over the weekend. That's 73 from Richard VK7ZBX. And Tassie Hamicon Radio Conference. Bookings are open. Well, the countdown is on for the Tassie Hamicon 2026, and bookings are officially open. This year's theme, Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity, Connection, captures the spirit of amateur radio at its best, where experimentation, innovation, and lifelong learning come together. Well, humans have spent more than a century finding increasingly creative ways to throw signals through the air. This conference celebrates that tradition while looking firmly towards the future. Join amateurs, makers, educators, communicators, and technical explorers from across Australia and the world for a fully catered weekend. The conference program is built around four major streams: Hack the Mind, exploring education and learning futures; Hack the System, showcasing ingenuity and experimentation; Hack the Culture, focusing on community engagement and connection; and Hack the Future, examining leadership, purpose, and where amateur radio goes next. Tassie Hamicon 2026 takes place on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of November 2026 at the iconic Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the UTAS Sandy Bay campus. Pre-conference and post-conference activities have also been planned, so making it a full weekend of radio, learning and networking. The preliminary program is now available and registrations are open via the conference website. And that's 73 from the conference organising group. And WWFF SOTA POTA LOLOTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. The monthly WWFF statistics for May paint an impressive picture of activations across the VKFF program in Australia. During the month, 54 VK amateurs activated a total of 251 references and logged 20,688 QSOs, an average of 667 QSOs per day. Looking at the band breakdown, 40 metres was the most popular band for phone and CW operations, while 20 metres proved to be the most popular band for data modes. Lisa VK7SGZ, Bruce VK7SKY and Travis VK7VXT headed to Mount Wellington Summit for a SATA activation. This marked Lisa and Bruce's first ever SATA activation, and despite challenging band conditions, they each managed to make four contacts, enough to successfully activate the summit and earn 10 SATA points each. A fantastic result and the perfect way to begin their SATA journey. Al VK7AN, Peter VK7ZPE, Rodney VK7HAM made their way to the North Scottsdale Regional Reserve for an activation, and the team logged 29 contacts, including a DX contact with Larry F5PYI in France. A great way to spend an afternoon enjoying the outdoors and chasing contacts, and that's 73 from Matt VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV nights. Well, a quiet net night that saw the following participants: VK7's AX, ZAB, OO, ZBX and ZIR, all sharing 25 photos. And the highlights were Pets and Wildlife, the Winter Feast 2026 and the Tall Ship Lady Nelson all lit up for Dark Mofo. If you are too happy at your job, you may get drug tested. If you ever get an email about pork, ham and salt, don't open it. It's spam. 23cm EME testing with a transportable dish. An Australian manufactured Wheatstone bridge. The latest device, the DeWalt battery-powered toilet. Well, again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway and VK7's exchange photos with PE1NMM and PD0OKP in the Netherlands and F6EQZ in France. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. And note, Ken VK7KRJ and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's website, along with NTARC's website under blogs. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the North. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast and the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, back in early May, Stuart VK7ES brought along a brand new VC480+ milliohm meter, a compact unit about the size, looks and feels like a modern multimeter. And in fact, this piece of test gear is very easy to mistake for a multimeter, except for the fact it only measures resistance and uses four-terminal sensing and operates on principles similar to the classic Wheatstone bridge. In contrast, last Wednesday's technical night, Idris VK7ZIR arrived with a much older example of the same measurement concept, a BG Instruments MEC Test WB100, built by Greystanes, New South Wales, late last century. Unlike Stuart's modern unit, this one could not be mistaken for a multimeter. Its size and control layouts were more reminiscent of an AVO valve tester, given its distinctly mature test bench feel. Despite its age, Idris's WB100 was in remarkably as new condition, and it quickly became the centre of attention. Comparing the two instruments, one modern, one vintage, offered a fascinating comparison of how test equipment design has evolved while still serving the same fundamental purpose. A big thank you to Idris for intervening and saving it from the jaws of the rubbish skip, which allowed us to view such a pristine example. Both units were superb representatives of their respective eras and made an engaging and educational show-and-tell session. Mid-year club get-together and meal. The venue has been booked, locked in the date and time, and it will be held on the 15th of July, which is a Wednesday night, with the venue being the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston. Those who wish to attend, please register the number of places required by emailing the secretary or filling in the registration sheet at the club rooms. Menu is a la carte. We will be arriving at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal, and a link to the Iron Horse location and menu information is available in the text version of the broadcast. Just for information, the main access to the restaurant is via a wheelchair and walking-friendly gentle ramp. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Up-and-coming events, the on-air test and technical net, every Wednesday night, test net and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. Then the technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is Nick VK7, a Whiskey Whiskey. And Club Rooms Technical Night, the next session will be Wednesday the 24th of June and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Mid-year Club Get-Together, Wednesday the 15th of July at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast, and that's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And news from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, license upgrade and new amateur radio operators. On Saturday the 13th of June, the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club conducted amateur radio training and licence assessments, and learning organiser Brenton VK7HP and ACMA assessor Andrew VK7XR oversaw the training and examination session. Dan VK7DAN sat for his advanced amateur radio licence assessment and was successful in achieving his upgrade. In addition, three scout leaders undertook the foundation license assessment and were all successful, becoming newly qualified amateur radio operators. The club congratulates Dan on attaining his advanced license and welcomes the new foundation licensees to the amateur radio community. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer, NWTARC Inc. And news from the South, radical possibilities of transmission. Well, Sisters Acousmatica present Waves Are Waves. Well, the Sea Hag is casting spells at the mouth of Tim Tamili Maninya, which is the River Derwent, this winter solstice. Tune in to a one-off listening session commissioned for All the Fires Come Alive from the Battery Point foreshore. Head down to the Battery Point jetty this Sunday afternoon and follow the instructions on how to listen. Today, which is Sunday the 21st of June 2026, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Battery Point Jetty, Purdon and Featherston Reserves, 2C Derwent Lane, Battery Point. And Sisters Acousmatica at Radio Queens is the collaborative radio project of Julia Druin and Pip Stafford, who have been exploring the radical possibilities of transmission since 2016. They work around with and for radio, divining the airwaves in the between spaces where things are blurry and borderless. The Sea Hag is their latest project, an art community vessel that can host performances, residencies, and other experiments at sea. For more information, take a look at the Instagram post. And that's 73 from Pip, VK7SEA, and Julia, VK7HAG. And a Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. The REST survey is live. Well, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania is conducting its periodic member survey, inviting all members to give their views on a wide range of club topics and to provide input in the coming year's activities. The survey runs from the 15th of June to the 29th of June, and REST members have been sent an email with a link to complete the survey online, and there are printed copies of the survey form available in the club rooms. Questions can be directed to TonyVK7VKT on email at anthony.lathoris@gmail.com or DaveVK7CB on email dave.bowerman@gmail.com. That's 73 from Dave, VK7CB, the REST Secretary. And the July presentation night. Amateur radio in men's sheds, community outreach through science, technology and connection. This presentation on community outreach through amateur radio is highlighting how men's sheds can use our hobby to reach a wider group of people and deliver real community benefits. While many men's sheds are best known for woodworking, metalworking, and practical workshop activities, not every member wants to build a birdhouse, restore furniture, or weld a trailer. Some are drawn instead to technology, science, electronics, communication, weather, computers, space, and lifelong learning. Amateur radio provides a natural pathway for those interests, while supporting the core men's shed goal of social connection, purpose, well-being, and participation. The presentation will show how a men's shed amateur radio program can include much more than simply talking on the air. Activities can include satellite tracking, receiving weather satellite images, software-defined radios, digital modes, mesh networking, emergency communications, citizen science, radio astronomy, and simple electronic projects. These activities help reduce social isolation, encourage mentoring, and skill sharing, support STEM engagement, and build community resilience. The key ingredients are management support, a dedicated radio space, antennas, equipment, mentors, regular activities, and a clear learning pathway. Get those elements right, and the amateur radio can become a flagship outreach activity for men's sheds, proving once again that our hobby is not just about radios, but about people, learning and community connections. When Wednesday the 1st of July 2026 from 7:30 p.m, where the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it will be streamed. See you there, 73 from the REST Committee. Well, the Wednesday Experimenters Group, or the WEGs, well, last Wednesday in the studio saw Rex VK7MO take us through his experiments with differential GPS for very accurate pointing. And Rex took us through the use of the device, comparing it with his previous GPS pointing arrangement, and went through the impressive test results. Thanks, Rex. Justin VK7TW then took the audience through some of the WindCamp accessories for the Elecraft KX3. Justin then moved to the homebrew MeshCore Yagi design using the VK5DJ Yagi calculator and some junk box items. We finished off with the Australian Space Weather Report, training and future events. And Wednesday evenings kick off early with members drifting in from about 6 p.m, many armed with takeaway containers or home-cooked dinners. This coming Wednesday, we have a much more in-depth look at the differential GPS and the latest Jubus and AR magazine and much more. The DATV studio begins at 7:30 p.m. and goes out live on the REST YouTube channel. Around it unfolds the usual controlled chaos, lively debate, hands-on experimenting, gear tinkering, coffee consumption at industrial scale, and the hatching of elaborate cunning plans, and the kind of wide-ranging amateur radio mischief and global problem-solving that somehow only ever truly makes sense inside the club rooms. See you there or on the stream, 73 from Justin, VK7 at Tango Whiskey. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And Reece Training and Assessment Update, are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your licence? Well, Reece has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all licence levels. If you're thinking of coming along to the next session, then please let the organiser know ASAP. And the key dates are Foundation Training and Assessment Days are held every 2 months, with the next one on Saturday the 27th of June 2026, that's next weekend. Standard Advanced and Regulations held every alternate month, which the next one is the 25th of July 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reece Events page. And do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Well, email reece.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who'll be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our Foundation Licence training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the Reece YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation Trial Exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting out your journey or levelling up, Reece is here to guide you every step of the way. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7, a KK. And we move to EME News. The weekend of the 14th of June at 0108 UTC, a contact was successfully made between Jim, VK3ZAT, and Richard, VK7ZBX, on 10 gigs EME. This was Jim's first contact on 10 gigs EME, and Jim's transverter and tracking systems are homebrew, as is the SSPA that combines two modules from PE1RKI, the LNA being a Kuhn unit, and Jim's system is a 1.2 metre prime focus dish with a 25 watt SSPA and is a portable system that has taken him 3 years to complete. Richard was very happy to be Jim's first contact, i.e. initial number one, and for me, Jim was initial number 73 on 10 gigs. Richard's system is a 1.8 metre prime focus dish with 20 watt SSPA. The exchange signals were Richard received Jim at minus 18 and Jim received Richard at minus 21 using a Q65 submode D. After the contact, Jim also worked Nikolai, who is UN6PD in Kazakhstan, which made him very happy. Pretty amazing when you consider the round trip was just over 715,000 kilometres and the contact involved a 20 watt and 25 watts. Who needs big amplifiers? Thanks for Jim for such a great contact, and I'm hoping it's the beginning of many. And please note the Moon Beacon, the DL0SHF, on 10.368.024 gigahertz, was also copied over the weekend at its usual level of minus 6 at Richard's QTH. Thanks to Per and the team that keep this valuable resource on air. And that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And Space News, new SAT track tool, Oscar Tracker. A new satellite tracking tool is attracting attention in the amateur radio satellite community. Developed by Peter Goodhall, who is MM9SQL, Oscar Watch Tracker is a free multi-platform application designed to help operators track and work amateur radio satellites from a single map-based interface. The software supports popular FM satellites such as SO50 and the International Space Station, as well as the linear transponder satellites of RS44 and FO29, providing a real-time tracking, pass prediction and Doppler correction frequency management. Oscar Watch combines a range of features often spread across multiple applications. Operators can view satellite ground tracks, footprints and sky plots, plan up and coming passes, export schedules to calendar applications, and coordinate mutual satellite passes with other stations. The software also integrates transponder databases, live frequency calculations, and optional support for automatic radio and rotator control. Supporting equipment includes a range of ICOM, Yaesu, and Kenwood radios, along with the popular Yaesu GS232 and EasyCom compatible rotator controllers. Available on Windows, macOS and Linux, OscarWatch is under active development with regular updates adding new features, languages and hardware support. While it's not intended to be replace logging or telemetry decoding software, it provides a comprehensive pass assistance and station control solution for both home and portable satellite operation. Amateur radio operators interested in satellite communications can learn more and download the software from the OscarWatch Tracker GitHub repository. And for more information and the download link, see the link on the email edition of this broadcast. And that was sourced from the AMSAT News and summarised by Arthur Inglis. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650-600, CTCSS tone of 141.3 will link VK7RAF north-south, plus VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. Reist 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. The SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 until 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night session Wednesday the 24th of June from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday at the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon in the Rochelle Club Rooms. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. Local Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. The Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net on 144.190 USB. And VK7 Events. The Reist, the 1st of July, July presentation night is amateur radio in the Men's Shed, community outreach to science, technology and connection with Bob VK7BS in the QD Cublooms and streamed. NTARC, the 15th of July, the mid-year get-together and meal, Iron Horse Bar and Grill, 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston from 6 p.m. VK, 7th and 8th of November, the Tassie Hamicon Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS Sandy Bay. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7ZIR. Repeaters Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7's AXJH and DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres 7ALH, 20 metres 7TW, 10 metres 7JGD, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7 FMAC and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who has contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you've missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. Got news, stories and updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com. by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, and each relay station will use their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 and news team, this is Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.